Welcome to Planner Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica McWilliams, and thanks for joining me again. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. So best wishes and hugs and kisses to all of those Etsy shop owners out there who are probably elbow deep in post office requests going out. Behind every planner, there's a person. And behind every person, there's a story. Today's story takes us in a place that makes you think about your own vulnerability. We also talk about getting real with grief. I just wanted to give you a heads up in case you have sensitive listeners with you today. Okay, even though that's a pretty serious note, I want you to know that Lisa Mack is hilarious and lighthearted and will uplift you. We have a lot in store for you today. We talk about anything from laughing together on Instagram stories to how we carry our pens around in which pouch. We have something for everyone in today's episode. So let's get right to the interview. You are going to love Lisa Mack. Well, Lisa, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for coming on Planner Lifestyle Podcast. What's up? What's new?
You are so welcome. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm glad you said yes. Thank you for your time.
Oh, anytime. I'm excited to do this. Really excited to do this. It's something new. I've never done anything like this before, so I'm excited to see how this turns out.
Might turn your YouTube into a podcast. Who knows?
Hey, no, you're.
But then we can't see your hands and your nails and the way you're pulling up stickers and
and me using undo like horribly.
What's happening?
Right now, I am getting ready for the holidays. I don't know about everybody else, but I love the holidays. I love Thanksgiving because I love food. I am a foodie. Mm-hmm. So I love everything about turkey and dressing and ham and, you know, all the good stuff. And I love Christmas. I love giving. I love to put a smile on people's face. So I'm just getting ready for the holidays. And it'll be different this year because, I don't know. A lot of people may not know, but I am going through something really, really, really serious. A really tragic thing happened within my family. So I am, separated from my husband. So I'm in a different place right now. So just transitioning into the holidays, it's going to be a little cumbersome, but we're going to try to make this work and try to be happy about it and just try to have a good time and try to enjoy the holidays. So that's where I'm at right now. It's just trying to smile through my pain. That's it.
Oh, and you are. I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm in Minnesota, you're in Texas, but just your zest for life and just like thinking of others, even when you yourself are found in an unexpected circumstance, an unwanted circumstance, you could say in some ways, and really like going through an adversity. I mean, I used to kind of joke, either laugh or cry. And that's not to dismiss like the tears, because those need to come. Those are part of the process that's, needed. But kind of like, well, we're here now. Exactly. Already happened.
Exactly.
I could literally cry for the rest of my life and become super bitter or laugh. I mean, not to say that it's like silly or like you're dismissing and not taking things seriously. Like some things need to be addressed, dealt with, like even just legally,
Exactly.
And boundaries set and, that kind of thing. I totally support like a serious tone, but just kind of like, what does the Lord have in store now? Just here, use me where I am. And I didn't expect to be here, but here I am.
Exactly. And a lot of times God will put you in situations, not for yourself, but to help someone else. So who am I to be so disappointed and so depressed and so upset? I'm not saying that, like you said before, to dismiss those feelings, because you have to feel it. You have to go through it. But who am I to say, oh God, why me? Why am I going through this? No, this is where he has me. This is, what he needs me to do. This is the work he has me in. And maybe it's so that I can help somebody else to get through it, because, he puts us here. So not that we for us to travel alone so that we, you know, have comfort in each other. So I just want to be the light. I say that all the time. I just want to be the light. And I just, you know, whatever I go through, I share it because I know that it's not for, you know, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you didn't want to share that on social media. I would respect that. That's fine. Okay. I mean, you don't owe the world an explanation. You just don't.
Like I said, I didn't mean to share it even for sympathy or anything. You know what I'm saying? It was purely because I know I can help someone. I know that I can help someone. And what people really don't see some of the times is that when you do share some of your hardest and most hurtful issues, people are there to help you. You know, they'll come in and help you and not just, you know, financially or, you know, but just with a positive word and just, you know, having somebody to just say, you know, God bless you, you know.
Or I've been there.
Yeah.
You didn't realize, like, until you share, you're like, oh, you know, through something unexpected and tragic, you kind of think this is never, I mean, your logical brain doesn't really think this has never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't take the time to, you're not in a place to be able to think that clearly. So just, it can feel, you know, isolating. And so if you open that up, but that can be vulnerable too. What do you think in your life, or how have you chosen to live, that lets you be that open? I mean, some people would just, I mean, they even have a hard time just like greeting other people, you know, or like attending a meetup in their own town because it's like, I mean, I guess it kind of can boil down to upbringing and personality, obviously, but like, have you accredited anything in your life? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, for me, really what I think it is that I have always wanted to treat people the way that I wanted to be treated. So I've always tried to be friendly. I've always tried to be outspoken, but I've always just tried to be nice and just always tried to be kind. So I could see how, you know, like people attended planner meetups and stuff like that. Like, you know, they kind of shy away from that because, you know, it's hard meeting new people, you know, especially you don't know them. So it's hard to put yourself out there, even if it's just to say hi. Sometimes that can be hard. But for me, I just feel like, you know, we need each other. You know, I feel like us as humans, you know, we need other humans to bounce our ideas off of and just to what do you say? Just to communicate, you know, just to have a good time, just to, you know, we all have stuff, different things in common, like especially in this planner community, we all have these planners and all of this in common. So for us just to link up, you know, and talk to one another and have a good time, it's a blessing. You can find a blessing in it. So for me, I've just always wanted to treat people the way that I've been treated, you know, or to treat people the way that I want to be treated. So I just go at everything in that way. Just be nice, be kind. You know, a lot of people would say you don't have to be that transparent. And, you know, that's true. But if I'm not, and if you're not, and if the person beside you is not, then how do we learn? How do we, what do we know? You know what I'm saying? Like, if we keep everything to ourselves, then what do we gain? What do we gain from that? Nothing. So
same could be said for some level of authenticity, right? Because if you're not opening up a certain level, it's like, well, who are you wanting me to think you are?
Exactly.
But that trust has to be built too. I mean, especially if you've been burnt before, it's like they might not want to take the energy. I get it. Everyone, I get you. Okay. I'm thank you for sharing that. You kind of do have, like a motto or a verse that like the golden rule or whatever to like kind of ground you of why you do the things you do. As my listeners are listening, like trying to figure out some of those rules for themselves, it might be a good idea to find something that's their baseline of why you do the things you do, because then you can check yourself. Is this in line with what I said I wanted to be or not?
Exactly.
So you said you like getting ready for the holidays, and let's talk specifically about December. I mean, I guess we could talk about Thanksgiving too, because that's what's on our minds right now, I'm sure, or Black Friday.
Yeah, I'm thinking about turkey, girl. I love food.
Well, so you said turkey and ham for Thanksgiving. Do you have different foods that are typically traditional for Christmas?
You know what? It's pretty much the exact same day. It's the exact same thing. You know, here is dressing. You know, I'm from the South. I'm from Texas. So, you know, the ham, dressing, collard greens, you know, that the soul food. We, girl, macaroni and cheese and broccoli and cheese casserole. All the starches that you could think of. Mashed potatoes. If it's a starch.
Rolls, biscuits, yeah.
Yeah. If it's a starch, we're eating that for Christmas and Thanksgiving. But it's like, girl, for us, it's just, you know, being with family and having good food and just being around family and just laughing and having a good time is what it's all about for me. So I'm excited. I'm ready for the holidays. I need it right now.
Yes, some literal light. I like to see all the lights that come out. I think seasonal, like, affected disorder, depression or whatever, somehow has a grip on me. And I'm going into this year really strong. But those little stinking cheesy twinkle lights, when it's dark at 4 p.m., it's like, it just brightens just my drive. And I don't know, it gets... I don't know. I guess it's the holiday spirit or whatever.
Yeah. All Christmas decor. I love that. I was just telling my mom the other day. I was like, it was yesterday. I was telling her, I'm ready to put up a Christmas tree. Like, I want to put up the Christmas tree on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah, on Thanksgiving. Just to have the lights and all of that going. So I understand that. I understand the twinkle of the lights and it giving you just that boost, you know, that good feel. It gives you those good vibes, you know?
It's cozy, especially if you have them inside, too. I mean, like the house and stuff is one thing, but just turn off all the regular lights. Have you ever heard of, I don't know, it's like some Scandinavian, like, way of winter living that's like, I mean, hygge? Have you heard of that?
I've never heard of that.
It's like this trend going around. I even have seen it in a sticker kit. This is why I'm thinking of it. Who was it? Indian Ink, I think, had it. Where it's like you emphasize more the kind of things we do anyway, but like there's this whole like reason behind it. Anyways, just wondering if you had heard about it. It's like how you cozy up yourself and like spending time more intentionally in blankets. Like, it sounds so ridiculous. Like, it sounds so ridiculous when I say it to you, but there's like a whole book and a thing and like a movement, and it's like, it's super hard to pronounce. Huga.
I'm gonna have to look that up, because if it's about blankets, then I'm with that, because I love
candles and like intentionally being like quieting your surroundings and like being introspective and during the cold months. Yeah.
Really?
So check that out.
I may need a little bit of that in my life.
It might be something you're doing anyway, but then it kind of like ties it all together with like decor and like food and like surrounding music. I don't know, something like that. So anyways, so as you're going to run your holiday errands or back and forth from your long days at work, so you've mentioned you take long hours, do you carry a bag back and forth? What's your everyday carry? Let's do what's in your bag.
My everyday, we're talking about my planner bag, right?
Whatever bag you want to share, what other bags do you have?
Well, really, really every day, I really just carry my planner bag. Isn't that crazy? Like, I have a little wallet that has my, you know, driver's license and my debit card in it, you know, the things that I need. But since I became a planner girl, like, a purse, it's out the window. Like, I carry one, but who needs it? Because my planner bag, girl, is everything for me. So I carry this bag. It's called Floral Daisies, I think. I got it from Hobby Lobby. And I put my planner in there. I put my little box that I have that has all of my pens and scissors and all the things that I need to plan. I put that inside of that box. And I put that in my car. And I carry that with me everywhere I go. It's crazy. it's everywhere. I take it everywhere.
Because you never know when during in transit moment you might need 20 pens. It's the real...
Well, you know, when you say it like that, it sounds a little crazy. But let me tell you, who knows? Okay. One day I was on my lunch break. I had an hour for lunch and I was sitting there and I wanted to take pictures of my planner spread. Mm-hmm. And I thought there was this one pen that I wanted to use, you know, because we use props in our photos. Yeah, come on now. I know y'all. And so, and it was this one pen that I wanted to use. And I thought, oh my goodness, I did not bring it. I did not pack it. I did not bring it. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? And I thought, oh, I have my little, I call it a toolbox. I was like, oh, I have my little toolbox. And I went through there and I found a pen that went perfect with that spread. Now, had I not had it, I would not be able to post my photo on Instagram the way I wanted to with my props. So I say carry as many pens and rolls of washi that you want to on a daily basis because you never know when you'll need it. Because I didn't know I needed that day, and I did, and it was there. So.
Mm-hmm. No, I love it. I like having it, too. What? Is the deal with that? What is the deal with that? Are you a collect? I mean, not just with you. I'm not like picking on you, but I'm just resonating with what you're saying. Totally. Like I'll have a, I guess you could call it a planner bag or just some like a bigger like laptop looking more bag and then a smaller purse. And I have my purse in there, but then I end up putting like shoving my purse in the bigger bag anyway.
The purse, right?
Like, I guess if you're just like running in to the grocery store or Hobby Lobby or something, like you probably could just take your wallet or your purse, you know, as versus like the whole thing.
Which I don't take an entire bag into the store, but I have to have it because like I have my list in there, my grocery list. I have what it is I need to do that day in there, you know, listed out in my planner. I also like throughout the day just write down little reminders on sticky notes and just kind of stick it on top of my planner. Which is really, you know, kind of weird because it's like,
no, it's a base, yeah, it's a home base.
So it's like,
I found that too because it's like previously you probably would have written it and like what stuck it on your steering wheel or on your forehead or on your monitor at work. Like it's nice to just kind of put it like pull it all together, and even if it's just sitting there on top, it's like a little, I guess, like a clipboard at that point, just like. You know, a stronger base. So, for those who may not be familiar with your planning style, like what is in your bag? Like, what are you carrying? What's your everyday carry planner? By like brand or size?
My main planner is a classic size Happy Planner, and it's the Glam Girl version. And this was one of the Happy Planner girls that came out this past year, and she's not coming back, which I'm so sad about because I love Glam Girl. I love the planner. I love it because it has lines. My handwriting is terrible. Oh, my handwriting is terrible. So having those lines has really saved me. And they make more, you know, other planners with lines, but I'm a girly girl. So having this Glam Girl planner with all the lipsticks and the makeup and all that stuff and the eyelashes is so me. So I was hoping they would come out with another one, but they didn't. But that's my main, I call her main thing. She's my main planner, so I call her main thing. So that's the planner that I carry every day, everywhere with me. I put everything in it and on top of it, sticky notes on top of it. And She goes everywhere with me.
Did you keep the original discs that it came with? Like, what color are your
discs? I couldn't keep the original discs because they were too small. I had to get the expander rings. So I went for the rose gold expander disc because, girl, I have a lot in here. And I don't take my months out. I carry the entire year. So I know. That's but heavy. I love a chunky planner. I love a chunky planner. So I keep all of my months in here at one time. And I love flipping back, you know, looking at them, you know, every now and again. And yeah, so I had to have expander disc.
And are they like the metal-y ones or does it just look rose gold?
No, they're the rose gold metal expander disc.
All right, well, thanks for letting us take a look inside your bag. I wanted to ask you about how you got started in the planning community. I was thinking back to when they first started releasing different Happy Planner discs, you know, they were predominantly plastic and they've just kind of evolved and made me think back to the old times when it was like not actual metal and whatever, the olden days. In the olden days.
Like it was a long time ago. She said in the old days.
Yeah. In the olden days of these planner streets, it was a wild west that we had no metal. We had to pretend that was gold. It wasn't gold. It was fool's gold. It was fool's gold in my day. It's true. Girl. It's like, yeah.
Y'all were struggling in these streets.
We were. We really, really were.
With the plastic. And now I can't use plastic disc. It's like I have to have metal disc. I'm bougie with it. So, yeah.
It needs to have that shine.
Yeah, I need it.
So what was your first planner? How did you, where do you hail from? Like what, how did you get here? Tell me your story.
Where did I come from? Okay. So my very first planner was a Erin Condren. My very first planner ever was an Erin Condren. Now back in high school, like when I was in high school and junior high, you know, they give you those planners. So I've always used a planner. And I've always used like notebooks and things like that. But I want to say back in 2016, I was gifted an Erin Condren and I used it and I did not like it because I could not take my pages out the way that I wanted to. And I saw people like using kits and all that other kind of stuff to decorate. And that was, to me, that was just like a little expensive. Like I couldn't keep up. And then I didn't like, you know, having all my spreads just filled with, you know, stickers and stuff like that. So at the time, I was like, nah, that's not going to work for me. So I want to say a couple of months later, when my Erin Condren actually ran out and it was time to get a new one in January, I got a big Happy Planner, the big size, and I got the horizontal layout because I wanted to use it to journal. And so I got that planner and I want to say I got it like maybe this third week in January. I think it was like the third week in January. And that was my idea, was to journal. And what I didn't know was that the Lord was preparing me because two weeks later, my brother was killed. And when my brother was killed, I was left with like a lot of anger. Me and my brother were very, very close.
How old was he?
He was 36. Yes, he was 36. Yeah, he was 36. And so, was he 36? Yeah, he was 36. And we were very close. He and I are our parents' only kids. It's just me and him. And so I kind of felt, you know, left alone, like kind of lost and kind of by myself. And I needed something to do with my hands because I was very, very, very angry. Like when you have grief and, you know, a loved one passes away, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, it's not hard for someone who, you know, has a car accident, you know, cancer or anything like that. But it's like when someone takes your loved one's life and just takes somebody from you, it's so critical for your soul. Like it takes so much out of you. And I needed something to put my feelings in. I needed something to put my anger into. And so I just started journaling in that Happy Planner. And I was on YouTube and I was looking at a beauty guru, you know, doing her makeup. And the next video that popped up was her using her Happy Planner. And I thought, well, you know, that's neat's kind of what I've done before and, you know, what I've done with Erin Condren. And when I saw that those pages came out and that, you know, she had sticker books, oh my goodness. I was like, I can get all my accessories right here, like at Michael's. Like, I don't have to place an order on Etsy and wait a week for my stuff to be delivered. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was like, I'm running out and getting that. So I went to Michael's and I figured out that you can use that 40% off coupon. And girl, from there on, a monster was born.
Because a new Lisa emerged from the ashes.
Yes, yes. I dove head in. And what it did for me was it took my mind away from all the anger and pain that I was going through. You know, I mean, it was still there, but it gave me something to do with my hands. It gave me something else to think about week to week to week. You know, I'm going to decorate this spread, or, you know, I'm going to, you know, watch this YouTube video and watch this planner and, you know, see how she's doing it. And from that, it threw me all the way into the planner community. And I've met some amazing people through this planner community. I've gained so many friends, like, who have become my real life friends, who I've met in person. And it just catapulted me into something totally different. It was like I just blossomed. I just blossomed and turned into this planner girl just from needing an outlet, needing something to do, needing something to take my mind off of that dark place that I was in. And it's my therapy. It is my therapy. When I open up my planner and I think about a spread and I think about stickers and what I'm going to use, it soothes me. It brings this sense of calm over me. That's just like, you can do this. You can handle this day. You can tackle this next thing. Because when I was going through that, when my brother passed away, I could not think. Like, I did not know what I was
like
doing.
Like brain fog, like disorientation. Yeah.
Yes. From like moment to moment, it was like, okay, you got to get up. And that was hard. Like getting out of the bed was hard. And then going to, okay, you got to brush your teeth. You know, you got to take a bath. It was literally hard to do. So to be able to remember, oh, you got to pay the electric bill and you got to make sure that you get these foods. And when was the last time you washed the sheets? You know?
If you have to ask, right? If you have to ask, it's time. Yeah.
So being able to write that stuff down and have somewhere for it to go was just therapy for me. I needed it. And then once a year passed and I looked back over that entire year and I could literally see what I was doing from day to day, it showed me how I made it through. So it was just a blessing. And I've just been here for it ever since. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's been
a beautiful story. You know, and I'm just thinking how the creators and owners and all the whole teams and everything that goes into making the Happy Planner or any planner line for that matter, mm-hmm. you know, they really set out initially. I mean, she was, you know, me and my big ideas, basically stickers, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you take something so innocuous, so benign, so ordinary, so mm-hmm. earthly, such a, just an item, just an object. I'd love to interview her too someday, just to be like, did you ever think you'd be touching people like this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think, I mean, because then some of their messaging, right, is very positive and very mm-hmm. like encouraging. So mm-hmm. I think they got wind of it. I mean, I'm assuming they did, or they're just really nice people, or, you know, I mean, they're ultimately business people, but, and they know what people want. So they're going to give you what you want so they can to sell it. But I feel like I can discern pretty clearly. I mean, mm-hmm. maybe I'll miss something here or there, or maybe, hey, I'll get taken advantage of by someone, like, you know, bad actor or whatever, and I misjudge them. But generally, mm-hmm. like, you know, I have that gut, like a good intuition about someone, and it just seems from the top down, it wouldn't surprise me if, like, Stephanie or any of them would hear this and be, like, teary, because They changed a life. I mean, in part, you had to open it. You had to get it. You had to get yourself out of bed. You had to lean on the Lord to get your teeth brushed and to continue putting one foot in front of the other when you felt like you were walking through mud and couldn't see a foot in front of you and that there was weights on your arms because it was so hard to move. You know, that was you. I'm not saying, you know, you buy a certain XYZ amount of this product and blah, la 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 la. Now we're so happy and we're all putting bows on everything and, you know, twinkly lights, like we're up high in the sky, like have no worries. Yeah. But it's just that process of, like you said, therapy, a dealing, a a coping. I mean, coping gets a bad rap, I think, because it seems like you're having a crutch or something, or you're like ignoring the real, you know, experience. Like, I'm coping with this. But, you know, if it's, it has a positive outcome, then it's, you know, like coping by like developing a gambling addiction, not good coping, right?
Not good
like,
exactly.
You know, that the whole line of like, obviously there's ways to cope that are like very ill-advised, you know, let's just say that destructive. There's a destructive way to cope. And then there's a positive one. And then it sounds like by what you're saying is that at least part of your life, part of the days, it's not like you every, you know, all day long, you know, held on to your planner. There were the deep divots and they still, I'm sure, come up. I mean, grief is a lifelong process. It doesn't just, you don't get fixed from that. That changes you.
You don't. You don't get fixed. What you do is you learn how to live with it. You don't, it doesn't go away. It's never, you know, like, you know, not on your mind. You just learn how to live with it. And, you know, like you said, it's coping. And if you have something tangible that can help you, then there's nothing wrong with that. Use it. Use it to your best ability. And who's to say that God won't allow that thing that you're using to catapult you into something totally different? Because the way that I see it, you know, I'm asking God and favoring God and, you know, saying to the Lord, hey, you know, allow me to use this planner to do other things, you know, monetary gain. Yeah, you know, because, hey, I need money to live, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, God allowed this thing to carry me where it is that I need to be, because ultimately, if I'm helping people and, you know, if I'm nurturing souls, then I'm going to be taken care of. God is going to take care of me. So I know that having this planner has opened up a whole nother world for me. Totally opened up a whole nother world for me. So I say, if you need something to cope, hey, and it's healthy and it's constructive and it's helping you and it's helping you deal with your life and what you need to do within your life, use it. Use it.
Yeah. It's a tool, like your toolbox for your pens. You know, it's like the entire, your entire planner room is a toolbox for your mind and your heart and your soul and your hands and getting those sheets washed. Yeah. It's a tool.
Because I forget, I'm not ashamed to say, I forget about that. Okay. When do we wash the sheets the last? I have to write it down. Wash the sheets. I'm just saying.
I mean, sometimes your nose will tell you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's time. Then it's been too long.
That's me. It's real bad by that time. But if you get to the point,
just burn it at that point. Yes. Just burn it.
Yes.
There's no coming back from that.
Throw the whole set away.
Something awesome. Okay, well, that brings us to our game, List It. It's a timed lightning round of list making.
Okay,
I'll give you 20 seconds and then you'll have to tell me how many gospel songs you can list in that time. Ready?
Okay,
marks, get set, go.
Okay, Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobbs, Take Me to the King, Tamela Manns, Anything by Kirk Franklin, Stomp is what I love the most. Oh my goodness, who else? Did I say Tasha Cobbs? Yes, I did say Tasha Cobbs. Precious Lord by Aretha Franklin, I love that song.
Oh, 20 seconds, you got it. The timer's up. Good job. It's good, some good artists to go check out too. I went to a gospel church when I lived in New Jersey. And just for, I mean, I'm not sure if you just like gospel music or you go to a gospel church yourself, but.
Yeah, I do. I attend like a gospel, it's like non-denominational. So girl, it's a little bit everything going on in there.
Yeah. But I loved it. It was like, I moved out of the Midwest. I was 18, moved to the East Coast, and I worked in New York City and lived in New Jersey because it's cheaper, that whole classic tale. And I found a local church in Fort Lee, New Jersey, and they just rocked it down. And I was like a Lutheran, you know, I was like, is this going to be over in 55 minutes or do we go now? Like, there's still, we're still saying, people are saying, you know, like, it was eye opening, let's just say. And I loved it.
It was so funny. You were like, we still here?
We're still here? This has been, how are you not hungry? I know you're all hungry. Let's go. We got lunch.
So we will stay at church.
Nope. It was.
We will be there all day. And then we would turn around and be like, okay, well, then we have evening service. Evening service. We've been here for 3 hours and now you want to bring us back at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. It's actually the preacher's wife. I was alone at Thanksgiving that year, and she invited me to her family's Thanksgiving, and her mom was like from Trinidad or something. And so that was like a whole nother cultural experience. And I just I remember exactly that feeling, like you were saying, just treating people how you wanted to be treated, you know. They just they didn't have to invite me in. I was just some single lady who just moved into the community, and they're like, no, come on over, come, you gotta eat with us. I was just like, oh man, it's really impacted me. Like, I don't like when people are alone, like, not because I was alone a lot as a child. Like, I had a very positive upbringing, I wasn't alone, but I just, knowing what that felt like to be sought after and thought of and brought in to like a personal space, I really want to work on that more too. Just open our doors more and be like, I mean, gotta be careful. I mean, I just, like,
you have to be careful nowadays. It's like, if people come in, you know, covered, it's like, okay, and they act a certain way, and then once they're in, girl, they expose, and you're like, oh Lord, I let this devil in here. So you have to use discernment.
Right. Thank you for playing List It. Those were some, what was the Cobbs one? Who is she? You seem to like her.
Tasha Cobbs. She is amazing gospel singer. She does worship music, and she's also, I mean, she's just an amazing gospel singer. So if there's any time where you just want to worship the Lord, put on one of Tasha Cobbs' songs, and she will take you wherever. Her spirit is amazing. It's amazing. She will take you wherever it is you need to go. I'm telling you, if you just want to sit there and just pray in a low tone, or if you want to praise the Lord with hands held high, Tasha Cobbs can take you there.
All right, that is a big bill of sale, so I hope she will not disappoint. It sounds like she won't. Oh, wonderful. I'll have to check it out. All right, tell me about your connection to Print, Pray, and Slay.
Okay, well,
Do you have one?
Yes, I do have a connection with Print, Pray, and Slay. The owner, her name is Kelly. She is the sweetest lady. I met her through this planner community. She saw one of my YouTube videos, and she just, you know, likes my personality. She saw that I had a strong relationship with the Lord, and she does also. And she thought that I would be a great person for her PR team. And I loved all of her amazing printables, because if you haven't noticed already from what I've said previously, I want my stuff instantly. Like, I don't want my stuff to come in the mail. I want my stuff instantly. So to be able to download her printables and, you know, use them not only in my Bible, because I do Bible journal, but not only use them in my Bible, to be able to use them in my planner, I love them. And me and her have become really good friends. We haven't met in person yet, but we're working on that. But she's just an amazing girl, down to earth. I love her shop, her Etsy shop. And yeah, I do PR for her. And I was honored when she asked me to do it. And she just messaged me a couple of days and was like, can you stay on for another 6 months? I was like, well, sure. Aww,
congrats. That's sweet. Yeah, she believes in you. She likes what you're putting out there. Will you share your code with us?
Yes, my code for Print, Pray, and Slay, I want to say that it's Alicia15. So it's A-L-E-S-I-A, the number 15. And if that's not right, then I'll correct it later. But I'm pretty sure that's right.
All right. I can always go back in if you figure out after we're done and be like, nope, I'll just go back in and say it right.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
Good. And is her shop all digital? Do you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So whatever you get there will be
all digital. So whatever you get from her shop, it is digital. And like I said, I'm that type of girl. I want it instantly. You know, I live in a microwave world. I want it right now. So I love digitals.
When you said that, it like touched a nerve because our microwave is broken right now.
What?
Yeah. Like, and it's to the point where like it doesn't cook anything. Like it's at above the range. We got it in 2011. So, I mean, it's not like these things last forever, but it's not like a sit on the counter, like cheap call it department level. Like it's like a vented, you know, whatever. And, so it has been so humbling and kind of, I felt like like idiotic at first because you're such in a routine of like putting your mug in to reheat coffee or whatever, which I know real coffee snobs are like, don't ever microwave your coffee. It doesn't do the right thing to the molecules. Yeah. And I'm like, I just want hot coffee. I have four kids.
Exactly. I just have some hot caffeine.
Yeah. And I kept putting my mug in there and then being like, oh, and you know what it did? It made me sit down when my coffee was hot. I was so like, I don't know. I was like, ooh, this is teaching me something. You have to be in the moment sometimes. You have to just, it's hot now. Like, enjoy it while you can. And that can apply to so many things in life. I mean, I know it's so cheesy that I get these deep meanings on these little things.
But that's good. I'm here for it. That's good.
Well, another one was just like that instant. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. Like, oh, well, no, I know how to wait for stuff. Because this is like, we're like buying all the Black Friday ads. Like, okay, can we afford to get a new one? Maybe let's just wait till Black Friday. Because it's been a couple weeks at this point. Here's me feeling proud for myself that I had to heat up the oven to heat up leftovers for my family. I'm like, look, I'm a pioneer. Like, push a button. Like, drop any wood. Like,
I cooked it again. Look at this. I prepared once again for you.
I slid that pan in there while that thing heated itself up and I waited 20 minutes. You know, I was like, I feel so like, oh my gosh, the real women of, you know, whatever era where they had to chop wood would be like, girl. But they probably had a lot stronger arms than I do. So there's that.
Exactly. And guess what? They didn't have a million other things going on either because, you know, we got to step outside of the home. So working outside of the home. Yeah, it's not. You know what? If I was a stay-at-home mom, I feel like that's the hardest job. I really do. Like being a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home parent, that's got to be the hardest job because I like leaving. And getting away from them. And being away from them. So I couldn't imagine, you know, trying to, you know, keep everything together inside of the house, you know, 24/7. Because you feel like you have to be perfect at that stage. No,
because then they never leave. It's like your house can stay clean if everyone's at school and work all day. Mm-hmm. But we're in it. And I'm a homeschool mom of four. So we're in it.
Are you?
Yeah, on the ground. Yep. I have four kids, 2 9-year-olds. So I have twins. I have an 11-year-old and then so there are three daughters. And then my oldest, my fourth, or I guess my first, is a boy who's 14. And I know you have a boy who's 15?
He's 15. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks. I'll take it. I need it. I'm like,
going through it over there.
I'm going through it. That's right. And, you know, partly why I started a podcast, because I needed to have a pursuit that was different than their needs or the house, or, you know, it's just, it's not, I don't really have that. Like, I'm showing up, I'm getting out of bed, and my heart, like, my heart is for my kids. My heart is for the Lord. My heart is to, like, teach the future of America, like, to influence and to just spend the time, like, drink the hot coffee while it's hot, enjoy those kids while they're here, you know, that kind of thing. But man, if I don't want to just run sometimes.
I know. So I couldn't imagine, like, that's the hard, to me, that's the hardest job. Being home, that's, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
It is, but there's pros and cons on both sides. It's hard to have a full-time job, and then depending on how your family dynamics, you could have all the same expectations when you get home. And you just want to take your shoes off. You're like, I just can't even right now. I just need a minute. I don't get yourself supper, you know, like, so I see, I don't play the martyr or like I have it like the work, you know, it's hard for different reasons. It's hard because you're not pursuing independence. You're not making money. So yeah, some of these things, I'm with you. I'm totally relating to what you said earlier about your first planner and the Etsy kits. And I saw that hand running on the wall right away. I was like, I can't afford it. Like, I had to just be real and be like, this is just not me. And not because I was judging other people, like, you shouldn't be spending your money like that. It was just literally like the well was dry. Like, I can't do it. So I've done a few sales here and there because it is fun to, because you're part of the community and you see people unbox, you know, like,
yes.
You know, you want a taste. I do. I wanted a taste. So I have things from here and there. I'm not saying I don't do Etsy or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, and I do Etsy and I love it, but it's just, I couldn't keep up with that, you know, just constantly. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. Mm. Like the $30, $40 weeks. You're like, what? Yeah. I can't. I don't know. I'd rather get my nails done. Or, you know, something. I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. But, or I can go to Happy Planner and get that, you know, sticker book, you know, with a coupon and make it $10 or, you know, $15. And I could use that sticker book, which I have a lot of sticker books now. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
When you add it up per week.
Yeah. When you add it up, I probably could get those.
When I add it up, you could have run an Etsy shop by now.
Get
some silhouettes and some.
Probably.
But they don't smell. They don't smell like Happy Planner sticker books. All that other stuff. I mean, some Etsy do. Some Etsy prints do, but
they don't, and they don't sit there and look cute like those either. So, hey, I'm here for it.
What do you think of? Are you gonna want to get the? Have you seen the new sticker book that's coming out on Black Friday? That's like the, what is it, like 100 pages and it's like over 5,000 stickers?
I already ordered it.
You did. I knew you did. Yeah, that makes sense.
I already ordered it. I drove. Okay, don't think I'm crazy. And I'm going to tell this story and, you know, y'all don't judge me. But, you know, hey, I drove 45 minutes to a neighboring town to place an order to get that sticker book. I know, it's sad, but I did it.
Well, did you want time in the car? I like time in the car.
No, you know what? It was actually me and my cousin. Her name is Alicia. She's a huge planner girl, just like me. And so she was happy to take the trip because she's like, a sticker book? Yeah. And so we were like, well, let's just go and order it. And so they did. They honored it. They allowed us to order it. And, you know, when it comes in, we just have to go back and pick it up, which we don't mind because, you know, we get to spend time together. So, hey.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If the trip is valuable, and that's kind of like when I just started learning about podcasts, I was like, I'll drive you anywhere. It's like, it's a game changer. I mean, gas money, obviously. And like, no one likes to be, especially Minnesota, likes to be stuck on icy roads, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you can just keep listening to your podcast, like, sure, I'll do it. I'll show up.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's coming. And then what, You do a subscription box, right?
Yes, I do. I am a, or I do PR for Live, Love, and Inspire. And it's by The Stationary Muse. The owner, her name is Tatiana. And I have been loving that subscription box. Y'all go check out my YouTube videos over that box. She has amazing products, amazing. And it's always something different. She always offers something with a personal touch on it, like your initial or your name or something like that. And then always something that I call a big ticket item. Like, she doesn't call it that. I just call it that. Mm-hmm. A big ticket item, like a t-shirt or a plaque, or like in this last box, she included an entire sticker kit. An entire sticker kit, along with, you know, pen and accessories and an actual pouch to put all of the items in. And I was like, all of that for $29? I'm impressed. I love it. So I'm loving being on her PR team. And she just told me last week that she sold out of her box. So I was excited about that. I was excited that, you know, I contributed to that. So
yeah, it feels good to help out. That's, I mean, every once in a while you'll hear people say, ugh, I can't stand us people. Everyone's so catty and competitive. And I'm like, who are you hanging out with? Like, okay, maybe I'm in a bubble or like the whole your vibe attracts your tribe, which I don't think we can say anymore. I don't know. It's like,
I don't know.
Because of the tribe thing. But you know, it's like, I love to hear that you say that, because it's like, she's succeeding. You're loving it. You're happy for her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just be more of that. Let's just do more of
that. Exactly. Because whatever is happening for her, it can also happen for me. So I'm here for giving somebody a clap. I'm here for pounding, you know, like, let's just all come together and, you know, congratulate one another, because I feel like here in this planet community, there is enough room for everybody. What one person doesn't offer, maybe somebody else does. It doesn't make that person any better than the other person. It's just that maybe that's not what they're feeling at the moment, but somebody else may be feeling that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, for this planet community, it's room for everybody. Jump in and swim. It's room. I feel like it is. It's room.
Have you noticed in the last couple of years since you've been around the planner community, I don't know if you've picked up on this, but usually after Black Friday, people will get their silhouettes for like half off. And if that's your plan out there listening, do it. Like you're saying, get in, swim. There's room for everyone. I want everyone to celebrate and try to make their coins, be creative, whatever you need to do. But it's kind of funny. Sometimes you're like, oh, 3 weeks later. After Black Friday, someone got their new paper.
Shop, and I'm cool with it, because I'm going to go in and support and help, and I might get me a silhouette myself, because let me tell you.
Is that on your list? Are you going to do this, what I'm saying?
Okay, well, to be honest, at the moment, no, that's not on my list, but I might have a planner.
Oh, hey, that's a big ticket item, I will say.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about creating my own planner. So that's what I'm working on. So we'll see.
Oh,
we'll see.
Come back when you launch. I want to hear all about it.
I definitely will.
Before that, I get too far off. Would you please share if you do have a code for the subscription box that you mentioned?
Yes, my code for the subscription box for what is
Live,
oh Lord.
Create. Will you please tell us your code for the subscription box Live, Love, Inspire?
Okay, so my code is Alicia10. So it's ALESIA10. And that would get you $10 off of your first box. So if you go and you subscribe, just put that code in, Alicia10, and that'll take $10 off of the price. So that makes that box $20, which is amazing.
There you go.
Amazing. So get it done. My code, okay?
Christmas present to yourself or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Her Instagram feed's cute too.
Exactly. The Stationary Muse. And her name is Tatiana, but she goes by The Stationary Muse. And she just had a little girl and she's so cute. So her Instagram feeds are really cute right now. And she just came out with a planner last month. She just created her own planner. So y'all go check her out. She's got some amazing stuff on her site.
All right, so let's play top three. I will pick a category. Okay. A little baggie of slips of paper to tell the order. And then you will tell me your top three item or activity or whatever it relates to in that area.
Okay, works for me.
All right. Your first category are your top three Happy Planner sticker books.
Oh, that is easy. It would be Planner Basics. That's the first one. The second one would be Glam Girl, because I am a girly girl. So second one would be Glam Girl. And the third one would be Colorful Boxes. Need those to layer. So
yeah, that's a good trifecta. Like the trio of those could really get you someplace.
Yes. Yep. You can get it done with those three books.
That's right.
A good spread.
We'll see if the mega one bumps into the top three when you get it.
It just might. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get my hands on that big thing.
All right, your next category is Bible journaling resources.
Okay, so I would say it would be, my first would be Prince Presley. I love her shop. I love her printables. That's what I use primarily. My second would be anything from Illustrated Faith. I love all of their products. And I think I think only Michaels carries that line. I'm not sure. But you could get it online. And my third, this is gonna sound weird. Like you have a mm-hmm. But it would be my mild liners, like my highlighters.
Ooh,
mm-hmm. My mild highlighters, highlighters. Like I need those. It's a must. Mm-hmm. It's a must. So those are my three go-to Bible journaling items.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. The next and last category are Christmas songs.
So my number one Christmas song is by Mariah Carey. And what is the name of that song? All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey. Yeah.
With the little red Santa suit.
Yeah.
And she's leaning in with her boots. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, or kneeling. Yeah.
Yes. That song makes me want to get up and just move. I love that song. My second one would be Boys to Men, Let It Snow. I love that Christmas song. And then it would be The Night Before Christmas by The Temptations.
Oh, that's a throwback.
I know, but it's such a classic. My grandmother used to listen to it every Christmas, and it brings me all the good feels. So I love that one, A Night Before Christmas.
Well, I hope you get a chance to play all of those this holiday season as you're getting ready. Thanks for playing top three. And why don't you tell us about where we can find you online?
Okay, so I am on YouTube. On YouTube, my channel name is Planning and Praying, and it's the and symbol, not the word. So it's Planning and Symbol Praying. That's where you can find me on YouTube. I generally upload a Plan With Me video on Sunday nights. And sometimes it may carry into Monday mornings. And then throughout the week, I kind of post videos about opening Happy Mail and just showing you some of my different planners, Bible journaling, scripture writing, my A5 ring bound planner, that kind of stuff. So on YouTube, it's Planning and Praying. On Instagram, it's Lisa Mac Plans, LisaMacKPlans. And I'm always on Instagram. If you love funny Insta stories, check me out. Mm-hmm. Check me out.
Yes. A second. She's not. Yeah, she's not lying. That's true. That is so true.
It's real life stuff. I'm not making this stuff up on these Insta stories. It's normally what's happening to me right then at the moment. And it just happens to be funny. So
I love the one where you're like high school girlfriends or college girlfriends some coworkers or some group of people you were meeting. And you're like, look at them over at that restaurant. It was like across the street from a Hobby Lobby or something. And you're like zooming into like they probably are in the lobby waiting for you. And you're in the actual Hobby Lobby across the street, not the lobby of the restaurant. And you're like, I don't know why I'm going to talk to them about. They're not planner girls.
Like, it's like. Since I've become a planner girl, my real life friends have taken a back seat to this whole planner. It's like, I got new friends now. I don't have time for y'all. I'm over here.
It looked like you eventually had a good time, though. I'm sure you had plenty to talk about.
We had a good time, but they have no clue. They don't understand my whole planner life at all. So it's like stepping into a whole different realm and then, you know, coming back out. But I love them. I do love them. So if you're looking for something funny and you're looking for something interesting and, you know, just day-to-day life of Lisa, then come on over to Instagram because I'm over there every day posting something. And that's pretty much all the social media I do, YouTube and Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, we look forward to seeing more of your content online. I did want to ask you before we go, what is the difference between Lisa and Alicia? Or how do you, why do you have two names?
Okay, so my...
Or is that the same name?
My cousin, who is a planner girl, her name is Alicia also. So in my family, we have two Alicias. So to not get us confused, they gave us nicknames, Lisa and Lynn. So I've always been called Lisa growing up. So I even have a tattoo on my leg, Lisa, not my real name.
But it's not like your middle name or anything either. It's just a nickname.
No, Lisa. It's my nickname, Lisa, because that's what everybody calls me. So it's like, it's weird when somebody says Alicia. I'm like, how you know that? Who told you that?
Yeah. How do you know my government name?
How do you know my government name? Like, who told you that? So even my coworkers, they start calling me Lisa because when people call my job looking for me, they're like, is Lisa there? And they're like, who is that? Who is Lisa? So over the years, they figured out, well, we better start, you know, calling her that because that's what she goes by. So it's just, it's not, you know, that I'm using two aliases. It's just, that's just who I am.
That's what you do. Well, it's kind of okay. So let's break this down because this is so Lisa and Lynn were the two nicknames for the two Alicias in your family, the two cousins.
Yes.
I kind of get Lisa because it's like the shh sound or like ooh, like ooh, shh or whatever.
Yeah.
But Lynn, that's like just straight up like.
Well, her name.
A whole nother name.
Yeah. Well, my name is Alicia Rashawn and her name is Alicia Lynn. So they just called her Lynn.
Oh, so that is her middle name.
Yeah, that's her middle name. So they call her Lynn, and they call me Lisa. Yeah. So
all right. Where's your tattoo?
It's on my left leg at the bottom, kind of close to my ankle. And it says Lisa, and that's not even my name. Nowhere. But it's on my leg. I got it when I think I was 18 when I got it, and my mom was not happy. Not happy.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's. I know. I would have had this. I want to get a tattoo, but now, okay, because you're about my same age, and now I feel like if I get one now, it's like I'm having some middle age crisis or something.
Oh, but who cares?
That's right. Who cares?
Because I think I may want another one eventually. So, girl, who cares? Get your tattoo. If that's what you want to do, girl, get you a tattoo.
I know. But see, now I want to go to a planner conference more.
Yeah.
So that's maybe what I'm going to try. Mm-hmm. I'm going to aim for that.
Yeah.
I should get a tattoo at the planner conference. You know what? That would be.
Now there will be a planner conference in Vegas. So if you need somebody to hold your hand while you get a tattoo, I'm your girl. Just find me. I'm sure you'll hear me somewhere because I'm loud. So just find.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll be following you on Instagram and be like, where are you?
Yeah.
I see your background.
Yeah, because I'll be.
Are you actually going to Go Wild? I am going to Go Wild.
So if y'all are going, you'll hear me. I'll be somewhere around, but I'm definitely.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I have inconclusive travel plans at this juncture, but if I'm there, that seems like a good place to get a tattoo. Like, I got a tat in Vegas.
Yeah.
But then again, you're not really like building a relationship with an artist you know well. It's more like, I hope that needle hasn't been used before.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know how to spell check, right? No regrets. No regrets. Just all across my chest. No regrets. No regrets.
Yeah.
No regrets.
You have them to itch it out on that little paper first before you do it. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, Lisa, it's been such a pleasure to get to know you and have your humor and your serious side both come out in today's interview and conversation. I know it will be a blessing to everyone who listens. And make sure to go check her out at Planning and Praying and at Lisa Mack Plans on Instagram.
Behind every planner, there's a person. And behind every person, there's a story. Thanks for listening to another episode of Planner Lifestyle Podcast. And a special thanks to MullerFam999, who left a great review for me on iTunes. 5 stars, she says, or he says, or they say, I don't know who this is. Randomly came across Jessica's podcast looking for a planner-related podcast to listen to in my downtime. I love her what's in your bag and other questions she asks her guests. Thank you so much, MullerFam999. And to my other listeners, please consider leaving a rating and review. It really helps get my podcast name out there so other planner friends can join us. See you next week with Jody Bergerson, Minnesota Planner Addict admin and all-around planner community superstar.
Okay. Yes.
No, I am not going to do something dumb. There is.
That wasn't dumb. Don't lie.
Yes, it was. Stop recording. I'll click this red button. There is a little thing on yours. I don't know if it shows up on your end, but it says kick, K-I-C-K. It's just at the like right hand side of your voice box.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what is that? Seriously, I'm like. Squirrel. I was like, what does that do? Like in the middle of an interview and it kicks him off. And I was like, oh. What was I thinking? So they're like, are we done? Like, what happened? And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm such a spaz.
It's me.
Yeah. No, just pushing buttons when I shouldn't be pushing buttons. Yeah. I'm definitely like, my gravestone will be like, died because pushed a button at a wrong time. Like, launch the codes or something. Like, what does it do? Push it. Anyways, okay. Well, tell me about your connection to print play. No, typo problems. Oh my gosh. Print play and slay. No, no play. Tell me about your connection to print play. Oh my gosh.
You can't say it.
I can't say it.